Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser with Griswold Homes. And we are here sponsoring another broadcast of Ujiria Radio. It's Tuesday, June 9th. I'm in the studio with producer Lee Cantor and a special guest and friend of mine, Molly Robinson, the Community Relations Director for the Tapestry House. So hi, Molly. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Mary Jo. Good morning.
Well, the way we usually start out the show, I like to remind you that you're here because Ujiria means health and wellness of the senior population, and this radio show celebrates the heroes to that population, and I really feel like you as Community Relations Director and your company, who does just great things in the assisted living arena, are one of those heroes, so welcome. And we'd like to start by you just telling us a little bit about yourself, like, you know, where you grew up and where you went to school and how you landed. Molly is, you know, since this isn't TV, you can't see her, but she's she's young and pretty. And how'd you end up serving the senior population?
So. Oh, well, that's a good story. So after college, as many of us nowadays don't know what exactly they want to do, I was working in a bank. Not going to say which bank, but miserable, just doing the day-to-day sales operations of a bank. And this woman came in who is a true senior living hero. She came in and I was doing some stuff for her with the bank and pretty much tied her down and said, I want a job in senior living. Just because I, growing up, have always wanted to do something that benefits other people. I'm very fond of seniors, especially been really close with my grandparents and my great uncle kind of my whole life. So making a difference in the elderly population has really been important to me.
So did you grow up around here?
I did. I was actually born and raised here in Atlanta, where we're broadcasting out of. Went to high school at Northview High School. Shout out to the Titans and grew up right there in Johns Creek. But I graduated college up in North Georgia with a degree in psychology.
At North Georgia College?
Yeah.
From North Georgia College?
Yeah.
Okay. North Georgia College, degree in psychology. Okay. So the bank wasn't working for you. And
no.
Who was this lady? What did she do?
Carol Mullen with Optum Hospice.
Oh, yeah. One of our mutual friends. Yeah.
She is just a ball of energy. And she actually got me the interview at Tapestry House 3 years ago. And just loved it ever since. We've definitely grown as a company. We started out as just a small 32 apartment community. And now in September, we're opening 62 more apartments to our current building. So we're tripling in size, but I mean, Roswell, there's a need, a lot of seniors aging, and then definitely a lot of the adult child who live in the immediate area.
Well, tell us a little bit about the company.
So Tapestry House is owned by a family business out of Puerto Rico. Nice place to
get to visit. Good home office location.
Right. So we are family owned and operated by Milton Cruz and Eileen, his wife, and they own Tapestry House as well as Gardens of Roswell, which is also in Alpharetta, and then Insignia of Sandy Springs, which is right around the corner here in Atlanta, and then also one in Town Lake, which is Insignia of Town Lake.
Okay, so Insignia is the name of the company. And do they have places in other states, or is it mainly here and in Puerto Rico?
Well, it's mainly here in Atlanta, and then there are 3 assisted livings in Puerto Rico, and they are actually the first ever assisted living in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
So huge deal, definitely groundbreaking for the island out there. But Milton, actually a really neat story. He was in the hospital business in Puerto Rico in hospital management. And as his father aged, somebody that has been a hero to him his whole life, as his father aged and could no longer live by himself at home, there was no place for him to go. Besides a small home-like environment.
Like a personal care home?
Like a personal care home, really small, maximum 5 residents. And so Milton left the hospital industry and just took a leap of faith and opened an assisted living.
Wow.
And it has been extremely successful. Their third one, they're just now building. It won't open until another 6 months, but it is already 100% pre-leased.
Wow.
That there's just such a need.
Yeah. Well, describe Tapestry House. And if there's a common thread, describe them all. But I mean, mostly, you know, what you're doing. Describe, like, how it looks, the flavor of it, and what you're doing with the new addition.
So Tapestry House, Gardens of Roswell, and Insignia of Sandy Springs all have a common feel of a more at-home environment. They really appeal to the senior audience. They've got the classic columns inside. They've got the classic colors, really home-like. And kind of on the smaller side, Tapestry House has 32, Gardens of Roswell has 44, and Carlton has about 60. Insignia of Sandy Springs has just over 60. So with the expansion to Tapestry House, we're going to be trying something new for Insignia here in Atlanta, and that is going to be a much more modern feel. So the expansion that will be opening in September has got the hardwood floors. It's got the huge windows, more modern furniture. It has the granite countertops in the bathrooms and in the kitchenettes. And really just a much more updated feel. So really appealing to the next generation of aging seniors. So the residents who are maybe 65 now.
And where are you located? I mean, there's not a whole lot of assisted livings around. I know there are a couple of independent apartment
we
complexes.
We are right off of Holcomb Bridge Road, just into Roswell, right on that Alpharetta Roswell line.
Okay, but you're actually east of Georgia 400.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're on the Norcross side.
Yes, we are, which puts us in an excellent location because if you go towards Alpharetta, there are many more assisted livings. But if you go towards the Roswell Gwinnett area, there's definitely not as many. So we're definitely in the need. We can appeal to the Roswell area. We can appeal to the Norcross, Alpharetta, and then also Dunwoody, because we sit right there at kind of that edge of Spalding where Dunwoody is really close, really nearby.
Now, can you explain to the listener kind of the thought process of somebody's thinking about doing this? Is it driven by the senior or is it driven by the family?
So it's definitely driven by the family for several reasons. The resident or the aging senior themselves, they tend to be reluctant to the move. Nobody really wants to leave home. Nobody really wants to get out of their comfort zone. And nobody wants to admit that they are aging and
they need help.
They need help in their everyday lives. And I feel like there's such a stigma attached to that because, I mean, we're all going to age, hopefully, right? I mean, that's the plan.
That's
you want to live long. You want to save so you can have a good retirement. You want to live long enough to go to assisted living. And so the adult child is really who does all the research, who notices the need in their parent or older relative for daily assistance.
So what are some clues that it might be time to consider this?
Definitely any weight loss. Maybe the senior is having trouble preparing their own meals. Any health problems coming up, maybe arthritis is progressing to the point where it's a little more difficult to move on your own and a little more difficult to do those daily tasks.
You know how sometimes the children don't live near the parent anymore,
right?
So are there things that maybe if you're a child that lives away, is there some things you can ask on the phone or some way to discern that it might be time?
Oh, definitely. You know, if you're talking to your family member on the phone and you notice that there is maybe a little more confusion than normal, if you ask your mom, you know, what did you do last night? What did you have for dinner? Maybe they don't exactly remember, which doesn't necessarily mean that they have dementia, but it's just a sign of maybe it's not as safe to live at home by yourself. Mm-hmm. You can ask them about doctor's appointments. You know, have you been to the doctor? You can also, if you're the power of attorney, you can also call your mom or dad's doctor, and you can have that conversation with them. Because if, you know, the parent is still going to doctor's appointments on their own, the physician, especially, you know, the general practitioners, they will be the first to tell you, hey, mom and dad's not the same anymore, or it's time to start considering other options, whether it's in-home care, like Mary Jo does with Griswold, or if it's, maybe it's past that. Maybe they are going to need 24-hour oversight. The doctors will be the first to tell you that it's time to consider that, because they have kind of an unbiased and professional opinion.
So tell us about, let's go back to, just tell us about Tapestry and what you guys do for them and kind of how life looks there, and maybe even some of the prices or what, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at your, we'll just go with our average resident. We'll say your name's John and you're 85 years old. And John, maybe it's hard for him to get up in the mornings by himself. He's a little stiff.
It's hard for me to get up in the morning. Can I come live there?
I'm getting close to 30 and it's hard for me to sometimes, you know.
Hey, since we're taking a break, I'll just say, Sam, the boss just snuck in. So, hey, Sam, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
He was talking to some new clients of ours this morning, so he was a little bit late, but glad you're here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay. So, anyway, backtrack a second. Jump back in there, Molly.
So, John maybe needs help getting up in the morning. You know, you help him get dressed, help him shave, help him make sure his, you know, staying with his daily routine, and then definitely providing meal management. So all meals are included in just the base rent of any assisted living. But so we'd make sure John gets to all of his meals, make sure he has a balanced diet, plenty of nutrients, make sure John has a lot of activities to do. Definitely important, keeping social, making sure he can go to the poker games with the men.
So somebody's checking on him several times a day. Mm-hmm. And
in and out throughout the day. And what's so great about our community right now, how we're small, most of the residents keep their doors open.
I noticed that.
Did you?
It's really nice.
Yes. And Tapestry House is the only assisted living I've ever worked at. So I always assumed that that was normal. But then, you know, being there 3 years, I've gone around to a lot of competitors and noticed that it's not normal. So really having that sense of community. And what's really cute is that a lot of the residents will go and remind each other about activities.
That's great.
So be like, hey, don't miss bridge today. You know that so-and-so really enjoys her bridge game, but maybe she can't always remember that it's on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. So
yeah, and I know you hope that that will continue even in the bigger, newer.
I feel like it will, because just the way the building's structured, it's there's shorter hallways. There's 3 floors of residential apartments, but the hallways aren't long. So really, I feel like the residents will be able to get back and forth to their friends' rooms, passing their neighbor real easily. I feel like it definitely won't feel as big as it really is.
Tell us about, like, I remember when we first talked, the levels of care.
Mm-hmm.
And also, are you all a licensed assisted living? There's differences,
there
right?
are differences. So, and that's new, and that's probably one of the most important things for a family member or somebody who's going to be needing assisted living to understand, is that there is a big difference in a, quote, senior living facility as opposed to an assisted living community. So assisted living, that level of licensure gives you the ability to age in place. So meaning we can have a resident who comes in completely independent. They maintain all their own medications. They enjoy living in a community with friends and all the activities and meals. And then as they age 4 or 5 years down the line, maybe they eventually lose their ability to walk or ambulate their wheelchair.
They need more help.
They don't necessarily have to move to a nursing home. So the assisted living license has made us an age-in-place community, meaning that from complete independence to total assistance, you are able to age-in-place with us. And that means we provide several levels of care. We do have 5 levels of care. So they range from $300 to $1,200. And it's basic medication management, through needing assistance with showers, through needing assistance with bathroom activities. if somebody becomes incontinent, all the way to somebody who may become bedbound with or without hospice.
So now when you started doing this, when you left the bank, well, can you share a little bit about what it was like that first day, first week at work?
Oh, it was so intimidating. You go into the activities room with almost 40
seniors.
I mean, 40 people over the age of like 80. And I'm there. I was about 25 years old.
You need to be careful here. You're starting to get nice.
That's close to all of our ages. Yeah,
no. But, you know, and they're looking at you like, you mean this girl right out of college is going to be leading us and bringing in new people to our community? It was extremely intimidating. But then everybody is so nice. That's the one thing about that generation is that they are so well-rounded. I mean, they have potentially lived through the Great Depression. I mean, they have been in war, and then they have had families. They have grandchildren. It was really neat. There was definitely nothing we couldn't talk about. Well, you know what I mean.
You have good, sweet energy, though, Molly. I bet you they embraced you pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the most part. I mean, there's one in every crowd, right?
Now, when the kids come and visit, how does that go?
Oh, that's the highlight. That is the highlight of the residence day and week. And the most important thing, really, when you're a community, is to have a lot of events that are easy for a family to attend. Mm. Because if you're coming in to visit your mom or your grandma or even your great-grandma who's in a, quote, home, what are you going to talk about? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there in her little apartment that with all of her things? Or you can have a big party once a month and bring all the family, which is what we really strive to do. And that is an insignia thing.
A family party?
We have we call it a family event once a month.
Oh, very good.
And it makes it really easy for everybody to come. And there's always a theme. There's always some entertainment, games, prizes, and centered around a meal. So that there's lots to talk about, lots to do, there's entertainment, and it's a great way to interact with the family members.
Now, is this something that the families of the different residents get to know each other as well?
Yes, definitely. And what's really great is that most of the immediate neighborhoods around our community feed into our building. So a lot of these people play tennis together or play golf together or work together. And I mean, their greatest referral is word of mouth, right? I mean, families are happy. They refer other families in, and then that makes for an even better family event.
Molly, you just hit upon what I see a perception, an ill perception of assisted living, and that has to do with the activities, the quality of life, the freedom of the resident to live and do as they can and want. Tell us how that goes. I mean, I know you mentioned their activities, but I'm talking about, I guess what I'm...
Are they free to come and go?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... I want you to develop the idea that the resident is able to live their life the way that they want to live, and they have the freedom, and because of the assistance, it allows them to do that.
Oh, definitely. So a lot of people think that when you're going into assisted living or any type of senior community that you're losing your freedom. And that's a big thing that you hear with family members. So
I'm asking if we were too loud.
Oh. she was telling to cut the no.
Do I need to talk a little quieter?
I will develop that. I mean, what you want the residents to do is to maintain a normal lifestyle.
Oh,
if they were golfers and they still have the ability to do that, mm-hmm. then the goal is to allow them to do that, to enable them to do that.
Definitely. The community Tapestry House is their home. They can do pretty much whatever they please as long as they're not endangering themselves or anybody else. But they come and go as they please. Some of our residents still drive.
Yeah, there you go. That was one of my questions.
We have a gentleman who goes to McDonald's every Friday and meets his son there. Mm-hmm. So things like that. We used to have a resident who would go to the Waffle House every Saturday morning. You know, it's right across the street down here in the South. The Waffle House is the thing. So, but definitely to make sure they can maintain or gain back some of their independence because they are now being taken care of and their life is being nourished in ways that it maybe wasn't when they were by themselves.
Can you or do you accommodate that situation if the resident wants to have a weekly golf game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Probably the limiting, if they're able to play golf, probably the limiting factor in doing that is getting there, is transportation, driving,
right.
Whatever reason they may or may not be able to, is there a way to accommodate that situation?
Yes, there is. So we have a bus. So if it is something that is regularly scheduled, that is something that we can accommodate, especially as we grow, because we will be having definitely more of a full-time bus schedule. So right now we provide it primarily for activities that are related to our whole group of residents or doctor's appointments. But there are also so many of these senior transportation companies. I know a lot of home cares provide transportation. What's that look?
Well, that wasn't
what you were going.
I appreciate the plug, but that's not what I was getting at. What I want you to do is, and you did successfully, is to express the idea that the resident has a freedom to live the quality of life that they want to. It's not a prison.
They're not in lockdown.
That's right.
No,
they can do.
No.
So, like, if they said, like, oh, there's a concert. Could you help them say there was something at
Fox that Fox Theater they
or a
went
play, I mean,
right. Could the bus maybe
Yes.
To go there?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And for that matter, I mean, if they need help purchasing the tickets online, I mean, that is something that our activities director is wonderful at. She, you know, we have a lady who, this is a great example. She has two little dogs. We are pet friendly. So she has two little dogs that live with her in our community. And her dog, she wanted her dogs to get new haircuts for the summer. So she said, I know that there are places that come and bring their dog vans to houses to clean them. So our activities director pulled up the computer and sat down with her and helped her schedule things like that. And that's such a benefit of being.
So they can use, like if there is a event like that, mm-hmm. at the Fox or something like that, they can ask to use the van, or is that possible?
It is possible. So we would, as long as there's nothing else scheduled in that we have the staff member to take the bus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But they also probably do grocery shopping every week and
so
stuff
they have
like that.
Some things on a regular schedule.
Yes.
And then some things like if a special event, like say this person's interested in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be something the activities person might share with the whole community and say, hey, there's this play. Does anybody else want to go?
Yes. And more times than not, if it's something like that, there's definitely going to be more than one person who wants to go. Perfect example is Saturday. Our activities director, Megan, she took them to the Butterfly Garden at down at Callaway Gardens because some of the residents were talking about.
And that's far away.
You know,
right?
like 2 hours.
Right. So like if they were living by themselves, they might not ever
be
do
able
that.
To do that. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, they go to the aquarium. They go to the, what's that? That dairy farm out in, isn't that out in Winder? Mayfield Dairy.
Mayfield, yeah.
But they went there.
Like, this is a situation where the person, the resident, might at first think this is kind of limiting their options, but in a lot of ways, it's expanding their options.
Oh, definitely. And something that the family members will always come back with is, now my mom has all these things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, when she would call her mom, it would just be, well, I went to the doctor and he said this. But now they talk to them and it's we learned bridge. We, you know, we have bridge lessons. It's we planted tomatoes. We got to pick our tomato. I mean, we did plant tomatoes and they're very good. but all of these things. And now mom and dad have things to talk about because they have a lot going on in their life. I mean.
Well, tell us about this new part and, you know, when it's going to be open and how to get in touch with you and just tell us a little bit about the new things going on.
So we're opening our expansion in September. We are
60 more units, huh?
62.
Woohoo!
And what's really great is we're offering 2 bedrooms, which is kind of rare. you know, so definitely will appeal to the more active senior, a two-bedroom, maybe as somebody who has a computer, who's used to always having an office. But we do have two bedrooms, which is so exciting. So we have our regular studios. What's that look for?
No, just go ahead. finish your thought.
In a two-bedroom, like it could be husband and wife, or it could be two sisters.
That's where
friends.
I was going with. Is it possible to put like, two sister friends to cost share?
It is possible.
I like the concept. Everyone right. See my eyes now.
But cost wise, it wouldn't benefit you quite as much as you would think.
Because the cost is per head, not the apartment. Is that right?
Both. So okay. So just for example, our two bedrooms are $4,900. We're pre-leasing them. That's a special rate for $4,900 a month. So, and then you have a second person fee for that apartment because the $4,100 is just covers the rent. It just covers the price for that square footage.
Not for the services.
Not for the services, right. Not for the meals, the laundry, the all of that.
Right, like you can't cram all your 15 relatives in. So that we were thinking.
Pretty much the standard.
Sell my house and go, right?
Right, yeah. We're not doing that. The standard second person fee for the Atlanta area is right around $1,000. So, but we are pre-leasing that at $650.
Okay.
So, and then if you look at our studio, it's $3,400 a month, no second person fee.
What about one bedroom?
A one bedroom is $4,200 a month.
It still helps a little bit. You still could do it. Well, okay. We're in my
negotiating
new ward. New. We're down a rabbit trail. We don't need to be down.
Two studios are a larger square footage than a two bedroom.
Okay, so a studio is like $3,400. Mm-hmm. One bedroom is $4,200.
But the reason you're doing this is because you want them to like to use it as an office,
or married couples,
or that want their own space.
Because mm-hmm. A lot of times, what you see in assisted living with married couples, there is one of the spouse. They need the assisted living for the most part. This is coming into assisted living. Most of the time, it is one of them moving in because the other person needs them.
Right.
And as one spouse ages and maybe develops more health problems.
Like, so they might need more of like a hospital bed. They need more stuff.
Right. Or a lot of times with seniors, when you get a little bit older, it's harder to sleep through the night. Mm-hmm. And if you have
I have to quit with the facial expressions because Molly loses her train of thought every time.
I do.
And I'm pretty good at that.
My point being is that two bedrooms has a significant benefit for two spouses, especially if one is in, I don't know how to say this. One is in
higher level of care.
Well, it would allow a high functioning couple to come in, establish their living space, and then as the level of care goes up for one of them, it gives you an option into what you can do or what you need to do with the second bedroom. It also, and I've been in these units, I know it will allow a refuge for one of the parties. You know, typically these units are a bedroom, a living area, and some type of kitchenette. Mm-hmm. There's not much getaway room. Space,
right.
And this way it would allow that.
So with these prices here, I mean, mm-hmm. Are meals included?
Included in that is all the activities, all the meals, laundry, housekeeping, everything except for additional care, such as medication management or assistance in the bathroom, assistance in the showers. So that base rent includes everything except for added on care. So same things that home care does. I mean, you would be paying your rent for your house or your mortgage, and then you would be bringing in home care to provide the care.
Right. Now, is there any help, any payment help for that? Do y'all take long-term care insurance?
We do. So kind of, we are a private paid community, and most assisted livings are in Georgia. Most of them are private pay, but we do take long-term care insurance as well as veterans aid and attendance. So there are tons of tons of assistance for veterans or spouses of veterans, which is just amazing. So even if it was a veteran's third marriage, he passed away, his third wife is still living, and she will receive veterans benefits.
Really? Third wife?
Yes. True fact.
There. How long do they have to be together?
There's no limit on that.
So the second wife doesn't get it? The last wife is the one that's eligible?
And that's what,
yes.
Is that right?
Is that
the
is
last
correct.
Wife? The one, okay.
The most recent.
If you are legally divorced, you do not receive.
You give up your entitlement to the spouse veteran benefit.
Yes.
Spousal veteran benefit.
Now, if you are, this is tricky. If you are a spouse of a veteran, your veteran passes away, the spouse remarries, you lose your benefits to your previous spouse.
Right. But the widow would have
the
benefits.
Widow does the widow have benefits. Would,
yeah. Yes.
They can pursue benefits.
Can you all yes. help them get started?
Yes. So we work with several local either attorneys or financial advisors that assist in veterans aid and attendance.
We have a good resource for that too.
And
as well.
Just everybody out there that may be listening about this veterans benefits, the attorney or financial advisor are not allowed to charge anybody to assist in a veteran's application, which is really, really great.
Well, okay. And I want to clarify.
Out. Be short.
Well, yeah, I want to be clarified. They can't charge for filing the paperwork.
Exactly.
They will recommend certain legal or financial tools in order for the veteran to qualify, because it is a means test qualifying, to qualify for the benefit. They can charge for that. That's
right.
Fine,
they charge. Probably shouldn't have.
Well, we've got a great resource that will help, you know, in that too. So
if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website for you guys?
Yeah. Tell them how to reach you out more about Tapestry House.
Very easy. TapestryHouseAssistedLiving.com.
TapestryHouseAssistedLiving.com.
And a telephone number where they could reach you.
770-649-0808.
I think she knew that, Mary Jo.
Mary Jo's always trying to help everybody.
I know. She's got that servant heart. She doesn't want to see anyone struggle.
But if you do check out our website, we actually used a photographer in-house and have pictures of all of our actual residents and our community on there, as well as some YouTube videos, which are awesome. We have some of our residents talking on there about their experience with moving into assisted living and getting over that hump and getting over the that initial, I'm moving out of my home. Yeah, it's great. It is really great.
I might suggest that in the future, if you could line this up, a great show, which we always like to do, is that you get some brave residents and bring them onto the show.
Yeah, we've done that before.
It's a good show.
I have got a lot of brave residents.
Bring them all.
And some chatty ones,
too. We can accommodate probably six people. We've done it before.
We've done it before.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
And it is fun.
No, they sing
songs. Do we have a mute button for when things happen?
Nah, we just let them go.
Let them go.
Okay.
Because Lee and I like it because we can't get in trouble when they're around, no matter what we say or do.
Okay, sign me up.
Molly, I just want to thank you so much for being here. And you kind of rescued me, too, because it was short notice. And I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, it was fun. It's fun.
And
it's
I
a good
hope
experience.
you'll post this show and get lots of like good use out of it.
I hope I was able to help someone.
I guess that's it for today. And as we close, we generally close by saying, if the youth of this nation is our greatest national resource, then it is the seniors of this nation that are our greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.